Welcome to the Pearl House Podcast, where we share the stories that matter in your life and in the lives at the Pearl House. Today, I am joined by two very special people. Courtney Bullard has abandoned me, and we have the lovely producer of our podcast.
This isn't me.
Emily Arnold.
You are quite lovely, though.
And the semi-average... Ooh. Happy to be here.
Oh, I like Steve this. Bullard. Thank you. Thanks for having me. That was one of the better introductions I've ever had.
Baseline established.
The semi-average.
They're expecting very little, which is good. I hope I can
I've
live up to that.
I've set their expectations low. Mm,
appropriately.
Yes. I mean, last week you were a host, but this week you're a guest, so.
And I deserve to be demoted. I was quite awful last week.
A lot of cuts had to be made.
I'm just going to be laughing the whole time, so.
Courtney, come back.
Yeah, I don't know.
You left me with nothing. But no, I'm excited that both of you are here. We're going to try and have a serious podcast.
No, we're not.
That was just, you know, I had to say that. So
we're good.
How are you doing today, Emily?
I'm good. I sound really fun because it has been a very busy summer full of fun yelling. Not bad yelling, but lots of camps and worship and singing and mission trip coming up. So, you know, this is how I sound right now. But it's good. Life's good right now.
We'll have her back on like early October. See what she sounds like.
Catch me whenever it's not the horse season. And it'll be a little
horse season.
Not the animal horse, the HOA.
It's the season of horse. So I'm really excited because, like I said, we had Steve as a host last week, but now we get to have him as a guest, which I know he has plenty of stories.
Story
he could
time
be.
With Steve. Ooh.
Story time with Dada Steve, as maybe the Pearls would say.
Mm.
Dada Bullet.
Dada Bullet. That is a story, too. That's a good story. I could start with that one.
You could. And then just, you know, however many you want to tell until you have to... go sell a house.
Yeah. So 1 year we went, and that's always a highlight to go because different people go with us. Claire and I have taken many journeys over there together, although you've just been there already many times. But we were there, and the girls were doing some kind of service. They were doing some kind of celebration service. Maybe it was the 5 year or something. And the girls had done the skit. And there was a problem. There was a villain it was a whole thing. It was a long five act play type thing. At the end, the hero comes and it's me. But I didn't realize it's me. I'm just watching it like, oh, this is really fun. The hero was named Dada Bullet. And they were doing like finger guns and stuff. And I was like, oh, this is really entertaining. But they kept looking at me laughing, like the people in the play, not just the audience. The girls actually saying were looking to see my reaction. And I'm like, I think they're talking about me. And so the background of the story, which I didn't pick up on, was the previous time I was there, a pastor had introduced me as Dada Bullard, but he mispronounced my name and said Dada Bullet. They thought it was hilarious and just started firing finger guns, you know, when they heard. So I became Dada Bullet because of someone there not being able to say my name.
That's incredible.
That's essentially where that came from.
And that's like continued for 5 years.
At least, yeah. They call me Dada Bullet. The new girls call me Dada Bullet, and they don't even know the story. So
I guess this is his name.
I guess this is what he is. I'm Dada Bullet. So I have a completely different persona in Ghana than I do here.
Quite the cowboy over there.
Quite the cowboy.
Not here whatsoever.
Not as much. Previous podcast, you heard about how I make cookies. So a little different. Okay. Goodness. I think about the story I want to share. And one of the highlights, if people go over there to the Pearl House, and now it's so much more with the Academy, but in the simple days when it was just the Pearl House, especially in our old rental house, but we would sit in the house together every night and have devotion. It was always a highlight. The girls sing beautifully, and it was always very moving. And one night, we asked the girls how the Pearl House has changed their lives, or maybe it wasn't even that direct. It might have been just like, what's your favorite thing about the Pearl House? And it began to, you know how when you ask a group a question, the first answer always sets the tone. So like, if you're like, tell me your name, and you say, Emily, and my favorite pizza is pepperoni, my favorite color is orange, and everybody, now everyone has
wrong
to do
on
all
both
that,
counts,
right?
But okay.
And so, well, I was talking about a different Emily.
Oh, gotcha.
Not
okay.
You. I know, sorry. I just looked at you and said, Emily.
Gave you direct eye contact, but I wasn't talking about
you.
You.
Not
no.
You.
They start telling more serious things about how the Pearl House has changed him. And it got to Eunice. And I remember Eunice saying, if the Pearl House hadn't picked me, I would probably not be alive. Mm. And that was a price. She's probably about the eighth out of 20 to share. You know, when you your mind starts to wander a little bit, you're not quite focused, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, what did she just say?
Wow.
Shocked me back into it. And I believe Courtney Garland had to repeat it to make sure she heard her correctly too, because it was just a strong statement. And it made me think a lot about, you know, we, especially as the Pearl House has grown, we have 441 students, we have, you know, 40 girls in career centers and 50-something girls in the Pearl House. And, you know, that's it's well over, you know, several hundred girls whose lives have come through the Pearl House. So you get, it turns into percentages. You know, they stop being names as much and start being numbers. I don't mean sure. that in a bad way, but it's just kind of like, you know, 70% of these girls are going to have a better life, and 60% of these, you know, that kind of stuff. And it reminds me of that they are all individuals, and that, you know, if things don't seem to be going well, or you have a discouraging day, and think back to that day where Eunice said, if Pearl House hadn't picked me, I would not be alive. And without getting into her story, she just had some medical issues that Pearl House was able to, you know, identify and treat. Real simple stuff. But it's true. If she'd been left her own devices, her life would have been severely shortened.
Yeah.
And so it was a reminder to me that through all the stuff, all the campaigns we have, all the buildings we're building, all the hopefully lives we're changing, is that you do have stories of real black and white stories of lives being changed and lives being literally saved. And so I think that's the one that always comes back to mind.
Yeah. And it's cool just to see them recognize it. You know, they don't just see it as the Pearl House is some fun thing I get to do, which it is, but you know, they know and recognize the impact that it's making. Especially for Eunice, because she likes to fool around. For her to give a serious answer.
That was a surprise, too. Just the fact that she gave a serious answer. That is a good question, a good point you bring up. You wonder how aware they are of where their lives were headed and now where their lives are headed now. You know, what's that 180 that their lives took? You wonder how aware they are of that, because we don't hear them articulate that very often.
Right. And they recognize when something is interfering with that dream and when something is threatening that dream, and they're able to vocalize it, that this is putting a threat on my future, and it's got to go.
Yeah.
And they know what's up.
It's caused a kind of a self-policing culture there too.
Yeah.
You know, in the Pearl House. Definitely if some girls are acting out or acting up or not obeying or running counter to how the house should be ran, then it gets taken care of.
They're protective of their dreams.
Steve, thank you so much for sharing that story.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the reminder of the good that's being done.
Amen.
Thanks for letting me share.
We might have you back on.
Okay.
You got to talk to the boss first.
Yeah. Wait till she hears these podcasts.
I won't show her the outtakes.
Passes down a ruling.
Well, we want to thank everyone for listening. Thank you, Emily, for co-hosting, and Steve for being our guest today. If you have any stories you would like to share, feel free to reach out to us at info@thepearlhouse.org.
If you don't already, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Pearl House, and keep up with what we're doing there.
And until then, we will be sharing some stories for you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Pearl House Podcast. If you'd like to know more about how you can make a difference, visit thepearlhouse.org.